with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. In Miami Friday night, President Trump took part in a Saudi-sponsored future investment initiative. He said Arab Gulf nations, not NATO, have been helping with the war against Iran.
I want to thank the entire kingdom of Saudi Arabia. Been very helpful, unlike NATO. Saudi Arabia fought. Qatar fought. UAE fought. Bahrain fought. And Kuwait fought, even though they shot down three of our planes with the finest missiles. We could have done without that. They didn't know they were our planes.
Iranian-backed Houthi rebels have claimed a missile launch toward Israel, their first since the war began in the Middle East.
A Houthi military spokesman said in a statement aired Saturday morning on a rebel satellite television station that the Houthis fired a barrage of ballistic missiles targeting what he described as sensitive Israeli military sites in southern Israel. The attack came hours after the group said vaguely in a statement that they would join the war. Sirens went off around Israel's southern city of Beer Sheba and the area near Israel's main nuclear research center as Iran and Hezbollah continued to fire on Israel overnight. Loud explosions also filled the air in Tel Aviv, and Israel's fire and rescue service said it was responding to 11 different impact sites across the metro area. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Republicans passed a short-term funding patch for the DHS over the fierce objections of Democratic lawmakers Friday evening. Lawmakers voted 213 to 203, largely along party lines, to approve a two-month funding extension for the beleaguered department. President Trump has signed an executive order to pay Transportation Security Administration officers. Friday's signing comes as busy travel time of the year with spring breaks and school districts and colleges and the upcoming Passover and Easter holidays. Some passengers reporting no issues with security lines. This is SRN News. The state of Maine will vote on transgenderism.
A ballot initiative going before the people in November will allow them to keep boys from playing on girls' sports teams and keep them out of female bathrooms and locker rooms. The group Protect Girls Sports in Maine has gathered the necessary signatures to put the measure on the ballot. PGSM says, quote, males are taking away female trophies and invading female safe spaces. This is not a faraway concept. It is happening right here in Maine. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has launched investigations into 13 states that require state-regulated health insurance plans to cover abortion. The probes are the latest in a long-running dispute between the political parties on how to interpret a provision that's included in federal spending laws each year. It bars states from discriminating against health entities that don't provide, cover, or refer for abortion. When Democrat Joe Biden was president, the Department of Health and Human Services said the provisions didn't pertain to employers. This is SRN News. A new survey finds that two-fifths of American women want to move overseas permanently. More from correspondent Ken Lormond.
According to the Gallup poll, 40% of American women aged 15 to 44 would like to move permanently overseas, departures that could reshape U.S. politics and demographics. Critics argue the women are driven more by political discontent than actual oppression, and suggest many would regret leaving once confronted with realities abroad.
Conservatives maintain the sentiment is largely rooted in opposition to Republican leadership. The Supreme Court has dealt a blow to Democrats' plans to prosecute ICE agents. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled 6-3 in that officers are generally shielded from civil liability unless prior case laws makes the unlawfulness of their actions beyond debate. Some court watchers say that potentially undermines Democratic plans to prosecute ICE agents. More details at srnnews.com.